Hey everyone, welcome back to Market Snap. Let's set the stage. Wendy's is in the middle of what the new CEO is calling a turnaround. Traffic in the US is down 12.5%. Comparable sales fell 7%, and the company just brought in a former McDonald's executive as its marketing chief. Yet the stock is trading near its highs of the year because Nelson Peltz's Trian Fund Management is reportedly preparing a takeover bid. So we have two very different stories colliding here. An operational reset that's still in its early innings, and deal speculation that could change the math entirely. For those who need a quick refresher, Wendy's is a quick-service restaurant chain founded in 1969, headquartered in Dublin, Ohio. It operates, develops, and franchises restaurants globally, with the vast majority of its system run by franchisees. The company went through a major refranchising effort years ago, and today it generates revenue from company-operated restaurants, royalties from franchisees, advertising funds, and real estate income. The market cap right now is roughly $1.7 billion, and the stock trades around $9. That's a far cry from where it was 5 years ago. The stock is down over 60% over that stretch. It's been a rough period for shareholders, and the buyout chatter is the first real spark we've seen in a long time. Let's dig into the revenue picture, because this is where the turnaround story gets concrete. For fiscal 2025, total revenue came in at about $2.18 billion. That's actually down from $2.25 billion in 2024. So we're seeing a contraction, not growth. Breaking that down by segment, product sales, which is company-operated restaurant revenue, contributed about $916 million. Royalties brought in roughly $505 million. Advertising funds added $422 million. Real estate income was about $236 million, and franchise fees rounded things out at around $98 million. Geographically, the U.S. dominates, generating about $1.98 billion of that total, with non-U.S. markets contributing just under $200 million. So this is very much a domestic story, though international expansion, including a new franchise agreement in China, is part of the long-term narrative. The key takeaway here is that the revenue base is shrinking. Global system-wide sales declined 5.5% in the first quarter of 2026, and U.S. traffic is down double digits. That's not a growth story right now. It's a stabilization story at best. Now let's look at the earnings picture, because this is where things get interesting. For fiscal 2025, Wendy's reported net income of about $165 million, or roughly 85 cents per diluted share. That's down from $194 million, or 95 cents per share, in 2024. The trend over the past several years tells a story of a company that's been grinding. In 2023, net income was about $204 million. In 2022, it was $177 million. In 2021, it was $200 million. So we've seen some volatility, but the general direction over the past couple of years has been downward. What's worth noting is that 2025's numbers include some noise. The company took charges related to its turnaround plan, and management has been clear that the reset will take time. The CEO has said the chain traded quality for cost savings, and the fix involves a 5-point plan covering menu value, branding, execution, digital engagement, and restaurant economics. The market's reaction to the earnings and the turnaround plan has been muted on the fundamentals side, but the buyout speculation has completely changed the trading dynamics. When Trian's interest was reported, the stock jumped nearly 15% in a day. That's the market pricing in deal optionality, not operational improvement. Looking at the first quarter of 2026, which was reported back in May, the numbers confirmed the challenges. Global system-wide sales declined 5.5%. The company acknowledged that U.S. traffic is the biggest issue, and management outlined its 5-point reset plan in detail. The company also highlighted some encouraging signs. Digital engagement remains a focus, and international development continues, including that new China franchise agreement. But the near-term reality is that same-store sales are negative, traffic is falling, and the turnaround is going to take several quarters to show up in the numbers. Management's commentary has been candid about the need to rebuild the brand. The new marketing chief from McDonald's is a signal that they're serious about getting back in the burger fight. But this is a competitive landscape where McDonald's, Burger King, and a wave of fast casual players are all fighting for share. Wendy's has its work cut out. Let's go deeper into the financial statements, because the balance sheet is a critical part of this story. As of fiscal 2025, Wendy's had about $301 million in cash and cash equivalents. Total assets were roughly $4.96 billion, and total liabilities were about $4.84 billion. That leaves stockholders' equity at just over $117 million, which is thin. The debt picture is worth paying attention to. The debt-to-equity ratio is over 33, which sounds alarming, but that's partly because equity is so small. The company has been returning capital to shareholders through dividends and buybacks, which reduces equity over time. Enterprise value sits at about $5.45 billion, which is more than three times the market cap, reflecting the substantial debt load. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow for 2025 was about $345 million. Capital expenditures were about $102 million, leaving free cash flow of roughly $243 million. That's a solid free cash flow yield of around 15%, which is one of the more attractive aspects of this stock. The dividend is another key feature. Wendy's pays a quarterly dividend that adds up to about 56 cents annually, which at the current price gives a yield of around 6%. That's a significant yield, and it's one of the reasons income investors have stuck with this stock through the downturn. Now let's put it all together with a SWOT analysis, because this is a stock with clear strengths, obvious weaknesses, and some very real opportunities and threats. Starting with strengths. Wendy's has a strong brand with a loyal customer base, the square patties and fresh, never frozen beef positioning still resonates. The franchise model generates stable royalty and advertising revenue with relatively low capital intensity. Free cash flow is healthy at around $240 million annually, and the dividend yield of roughly 6% is attractive for income investors. On the weaknesses side, the list is substantial. U.S. traffic is down 12.5%, which is a serious problem. Same-store sales are negative. The brand lost its edge on quality and value. The CEO has admitted as much. Revenue is contracting, and net income has been declining for 2 years straight. The balance sheet carries significant debt, and the thin equity base makes the leverage metrics look worse than they might otherwise. Opportunities are where it gets interesting. The turnaround plan, if executed well, could restore traffic and same-store sales growth. The new marketing leadership brings fresh perspective. Digital engagement and the loyalty program have room to grow. International expansion, particularly in China, represents a long-term growth vector. And then there's the buyout angle. If Trian or another party takes the company private, shareholders could see a premium to the current price. Threats are equally significant. The competitive landscape in fast food is brutal, with McDonald's and Burger King spending heavily on value menus. Consumer spending is under pressure, which hits discretionary dining. Input costs, particularly beef, can squeeze margins. And if the buyout doesn't materialize, the stock could give back much of its recent gains, leaving shareholders with a struggling operator and a 6% yield that could be at risk if the turnaround takes longer than expected. Let's look at the recent performance, because the chart tells a dramatic story. Over the past week, the stock is up about 2.25%. Over the past month, it's up over 29%. That's the buyout pop. 3 months, up about 23%. 6 months, up about 17%. But over the past year, the stock is still down about 12%. And over 5 years, it's down over 60%. So what we're seeing is a stock that has been in a long-term decline, with a sharp recent spike on deal speculation. The one-month performance is the standout. That's when the Trian news hit. But the longer-term trend is still firmly negative. For short-term traders, this is a stock that's clearly moving on headlines. The buyout talk is the primary driver, and until there's a definitive announcement, either a bid or a statement that talks have ended, the stock is likely to remain volatile. The insider selling we saw in August was mostly tax-related RSU vesting, which is routine, but it adds noise to the story. Now let's get to the valuation, because this is where the market snap model does its thing. Given Wendy's profile, mature company, decelerating growth, high dividend yield, and meaningful debt, the model routes primarily through a forward PE framework with a DCF supporting leg. The setup makes sense. Analyst estimates are present, free cash flow history is positive, and the company fits the mature compounder profile. The forward PE approach captures the market's expectations for earnings power, while the DCF leg provides a cash flow-based sanity check. So what does the model say? With the stock trading around $9, the market snap fair value estimate comes in at roughly $12. That implies maybe 35 to 40% upside from current levels. The DCF leg on its own comes in lower, around $8, which tells you the model sees meaningful risk in the cash flow projections. The model had to make some adjustments to get to a plausible number. The forward PE target was reduced from the starting value of over 22 to a more conservative 12, reflecting the decelerating growth and the market's repricing to single-digit multiples. The discount rate was raised from 9% to 12%, and the perpetual growth rate was cut to 2%. Those are conservative assumptions, and they matter a lot. What drives this valuation? First, the forward earnings trajectory. The model projects earnings to recover from the current trough, with net income growing from around $180 million this year to over $250 million by 2028. Second, the share count. The model assumes continued buybacks at about 5% annual reduction, which boosts per share metrics. Third, the terminal multiple, the 12 times forward earnings assumption, is conservative, but it reflects the reality that this is a decelerating business. And fourth, the free cash flow conversion. The model uses custom ratios that start at 130% of net income and decline to 110%, which is reasonable for a franchise-heavy model. Now here's the important part. These assumptions are exactly that. Assumptions. Change the discount rate, tweak the growth rate, or adjust the terminal multiple, and the fair value moves significantly. If you think Wendy's can grow faster than the model assumes, the number goes up. If you think the turnaround fails, it goes down. You can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on the website and see how the number shifts with your inputs. All right, here's my take. Wendy's is a turnaround story wrapped in a buyout speculation story, and you need to separate the two. On the fundamentals, this is a business in decline. Traffic is down double digits, same-store sales are negative, and the brand lost its edge. The new CEO is saying the right things. Admitting the chain traded quality for cost savings, bringing in a marketing chief from McDonald's, laying out a 5-point plan. But turnarounds in fast food take time, and there's no guarantee this one works. The competitive environment is brutal, and Wendy's is fighting for share against bigger, better capitalized rivals. On the valuation side, the market snap model puts fair value around $12, which is above the current price of around $9. But that fair value is heavily dependent on assumptions about earnings recovery and multiple expansion. If the turnaround stalls, the DCF leg, which comes in around $8, is the more relevant number. Now, the buyout angle. If Trian or another party takes Wendy's private, shareholders could see a premium. But Trian has said it has no plans to make a bid right now, and the company has only promised to evaluate any potential offers. That's not a deal. That's speculation. The stock has already popped on the rumor, and if the deal doesn't materialize, some of that could come back out. Here's what I'd watch. First, same-store sales. If the 5-point plan starts moving the needle on traffic, that's the single most important metric. Second, the dividend. A 6% yield is attractive, but it's only sustainable if free cash flow holds up. Third, the buyout situation. Any definitive news, either a bid or a clear statement, it's off the table, will move the stock significantly. If you put $10,000 into Wendy's today and the stock delivers the model's implied growth of roughly 7% annually, you'd be looking at around $14,000 in 5 years. That's a modest return, and it's heavily dependent on the turnaround working and the multiple not compressing further. So here's my bottom line. Wendy's is a speculative buy at best. The valuation suggests some upside, the dividend is real, and the buyout optionality adds a lottery ticket element. But the operational challenges are significant, and this is not a stock for investors who need certainty. If you're willing to take the risk, keep your position small and watch the same store sales numbers like a hawk. What do you think about when? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.